Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, February 16th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has released watchOS 7.3.1 for the Apple Watch Series 5 and the Apple Watch SE. The release notes indicate that this update includes a fix to prevent a bug that caused those Apple Watch models to get stuck in power reserve mode. Apple has also published a new support document to complement watchOS 7.3.1 with additional details on this bug. For those unfamiliar, power reserve mode lets you see the time on your Apple Watch while preserving your battery life. In power reserve, your Apple Watch and your iPhone don't communicate, and you can't access any of the watch's other features. Apple explains in its new support document that a very small number of Apple Watch customers with the Series 5 or the SE have experienced an issue when their watch would not charge after it entered power reserve mode. So essentially, you go into power reserve mode and then you're stuck. Apple says that watchOS 7.3.1 prevents this issue from happening to other Apple Watch Series 5 or Apple Watch SE users. So that is, the update will not fix the problem for users who are already experiencing it, but it should prevent it from happening to additional users. So what if your Apple Watch is already experiencing this problem? Apple says that you should contact Apple support to set up a mail-in repair free of charge. Your watch will be examined before service to verify that it's eligible for the free repair, but as long as you pass those tests, Apple will fix the problem and send it back. In other news, Apple's long-rumored AirTags could be launching as soon as next month, according to a new rumor. This comes after reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reported in January that AirTags were on track for release sometime in 2021. This new leak comes from John Prosser, who tweeted that AirTags are still on for March, and that he has not heard of any further delays at this time. He also added in a follow-up tweet that the new 2021 iPad Pro models are also on track to be released in March as of right now. AirTags are expected to be Apple's competition to Tile item trackers. Users will be able to attach an AirTag item tracker to something like a backpack and locate it using the Find My app on the iPhone, iPad, and Mac. AirTags have been rumored for nearly 2 years now, and it finally looks like we could see a release as soon as next month. As for the iPad Pro, the expectation is that the 12.9-inch iPad Pro will use a new mini LED backlighting technology, which is similar to OLED but with improved brightness and lower risk of burn-in. This will come to the 12.9-inch iPad Pro first, likely in March, followed eventually by the 11-inch iPad Pro. So it's shaping up to look like that Apple could have enough new products in store for early 2021 to hold a virtual event, but whether or not that materializes remains to be seen. The company could instead choose to announce these new products via press releases. Rounding out today, a new video from Everything Apple Pro on YouTube offers a series of rumors on what to expect from the iPhone 13. The video cites exclusive details from prominent leaker Max Weinbach, claiming that the iPhone 13 will feature an always-on display, small changes to the design, and more. The video leads by saying that while overall design changes will be minimal this year, the iPhone 13 Pro's matte back will be refined so that it's texturized and more grippy to hold. The video also corroborates previous reporting that the iPhone 13 Pro will feature the same high refresh rate 120Hz ProMotion display technology as the iPad Pro. Apple will also use a new LTPO technology to give the iPhone 13 Pro an always-on display, similar to what's already used in the Apple Watch. The always-on iPhone display would reportedly feature minimal customization options and show the clock and your iPhone's battery status at all times. There would also be a small light-up notification area for when new notifications are received. The video also claims that the iPhone 13 lineup will feature an improved ultra-wide camera lens, going from 6-piece to 5-piece. The lens will reportedly still be lower quality than the other two iPhone lenses, but Apple is working to make improvements in this area. Another camera improvement with the iPhone 13 will reportedly be support for portrait mode video, something that Apple has been working on for quite some time. So this means you'll be able to record a portrait video, just like you can take a portrait mode image, then adjust the depth of field in post-production. And rounding out the camera improvements, the video says that there are new astrophotography features coming this year. This would allow you to point your iPhone up at the sky, and then it would switch to astrophotography mode when it detects stars or the moon. This is something that is offered by some Android phones currently available on the market. And finally, the video says that the Apple Watch Series 7 will not feature support for glucose monitoring, despite what earlier rumors had suggested. So at this point, it's unclear what new features will come to the Apple Watch Series 7 later this year. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.